As electricity rates continue to climb, some communities are coming together to try to offset their bills by harnessing the power of the sun. It's still a pretty novel idea in West Virginia, but communities in Fayette and Monroe counties are forming solar co-ops. Solar cooperatives are a newer trend where communities are using their collective powers to navigate the world of solar energy. Consider Anya Schulman. She lives in Washington, D.C., and when her son pushed her to go solar in 2007, she decided all the research and effort that went into it would be worth it if she was doing it for a whole neighborhood.
And so he made up this flyer with his friend Diego. They went door to door, and 2 weeks later, we had 50 homes signed up and no idea what we were going to do.
Oh, jeez.
So that's how we got started. It ended up, for the first group, it took us 2 years, and we took 45 houses solar as a group.
Schulman says ever since then, other neighborhoods have been coming to her, wanting to do the same thing. So she started and became the executive director of Community Power Network. In the last year and a half, the nonprofit has helped 16 neighborhoods in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and now West Virginia pull together to make installing solar panels a more attainable goal.
And it's really just taken off.
Emily Stever with Community Power Network.
People are really excited to go solar, and by going with the co-op, you're able to get a better price, but also support of all of the co-op members throughout the process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we provide the technical assistance to help answer your solar questions and review bids. But the members of the co-op are the ones that are really driving the process forward.
Stever says the two communities in West Virginia, one in Monroe County and one in Fayette County, approached Community Power Network, and each community has different ideas about how they want to go solar. People like Ginger Dans of Fayette County.
We just found out about this opportunity through, because we've been doing a lot of energy efficiency work, and somehow we found out about it. So we invited them here because we knew that Fayetteville would be an excellent place to find people that are interested in this kind of thing. And we've had a lot of local interest in getting solar panels for people's homes at an affordable price without a lot of money up front.
Price, technology, incentives, how to. I mean, if you're like most people, you have nothing but questions. So this is how solar co-ops work. You join a co-op or start one for free. Anyone who is interested signs up for free. There's a competitive bidding process to choose an installer. Whoever is chosen by the co-op then does individual site visits and creates and offers custom designs to meet community needs. Then you buy together in bulk, saving anywhere from 10 to 20% on cost of supplies and installation. In Fayette County, so far, about 27 residents are part of the solar co-op. Stever and Schulman met with community members to answer general questions and to help people like Tom Omley.
I believe that solar is a good option. Want to explore it and see if my wife and I want to put in our home. You know, concerned about, do they tear up anything or all the wires hidden? Just what does it do to the house and being on top of a hill with high winds and those things? Those are my real concerns. Can we see it when it's done? Typical questions: what's it cost? How much do I get back? What's the payback? At age 70, I'm more sensitive to a payback than I was at age 30. I'm excited about it.
But prices vary dramatically based on many factors. Stever with Community Power Network says $8,000 to $15,000 is a good estimate for an average home these days, and there are special incentives worth considering as well, like a 30% federal tax credit. Simply put, the next time you file taxes, you can write off 30% of the total cost of installing solar panels. It's an offer that may expire in 2016. And there's also net metering, which Schulman explains is written into West Virginia's law books.
You can reduce your electric bill 1-to-1. For every kilowatt hour of electricity you produce, it reduces your bill by that amount.
Schulman says when you're generating electricity, sometimes, depending on your electricity use, you can create more energy than you use. And when that happens, you create credit with the electric companies. That credit can carry over month to month and can last years.
The solar that you produce this year might be worth, you know, $500 or $600, but electric rates have been going up and up and up and up. So that same amount of power that you produce 5 years from now might be worth $1,000. So the cumulative savings that you have from the power you generate is worth 3, 4, 5 times what the system actually costs, even before incentives.
So Schulman and Stevert laid out all this information for the folks in Fayette County and Monroe County, and they put out a call to solar installers. This week, they announced Fayette County Solar Co-op's decision to go with Appropriately Applied Technologies, or AAT, a company out of Ohio. The company's proposal focused on quality of materials to guarantee a maximum lifetime of the systems, as well as other technical perks. But another key aspect of the proposal focused on partnering with the community to create jobs locally. Both Fayette and Monroe County co-ops will continue to accept any interested parties through September. The co-op members are slated to be outfitted with solar panels by the first of the year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Fayetteville.